Hello, Apollo 11, Houston, over.
Roger, Houston, Apollo 11. Did you get the word on the entry checklist?
Roger, Mike. We sure did. We're ready to talk about it if you are, over.
I think the quickest thing is go through page by page the first part of the entry checklist where it has a map. Starting on the page with compartment L2 and L3. Are you with me?
Roger, with you.
Okay, L2 is as shown, L3 is as shown. There's about half the food remaining in L3.
Roger.
Where it says note, the CMP PGA is located in the L-shaped bag with the other two PGAs. The LEM shield was jettisoned with the, or correction, the CMP's helmet shield was jettisoned with the LEM, and his helmet and gloves, instead of being in the sleep restraint, are in the hatch bag.
Okay, let's see. Now, your PGA is in the L-shaped bag with the other two PGAs, and your helmet and gloves are in the L-shaped bag instead of the sleep restraint.
The helmet and gloves are in the hatch bag, the great big bag that's underneath the left-hand couch that you put the hatch in.
Roger, I thought that's what I copied. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the next page is identical, except nitpicking point at R1, we got the entry checklist. Other than that, it's identical. And the third page has got some changes.
Go ahead.
In A1, are you with me? I'm over there in compartment A1 now.
Go ahead, Mike, over.
Compartment A1, the 16mm magazine will be located in window number 4. Instead of 5 tissue dispensers, there's only one of them left. In compartment U3, the 16mm bracket is on window 4. In the PGA bag, add the CMP's PGA plus add 2 LCGs. In compartment A8, delete 2 LCGs, add 1 PPK, making a total of 4, and add 10 pounds of LEM miscellaneous equipment. We told you 5 the other day, we think 10's probably closer, over.
Copy.
Changes on that page. Ready for the next page?
Right. Go ahead, Mike.
In the next page, in compartment B1, we estimate about 15% of that food is remaining. In B2, we took PPK out of there and put trash in it. In B3, the 16mm cable, the 18mm lens, and the right angle mirror are on window number 4. And that there brings you all up to date.
Roger. How about the levers, Mike? Where'd you put those, over?
They're in the hatchback.
Roger. Stand by. Our only concern, 11, is with the stuff you got in the hatchback. That's a pretty big bulk between you and A8, and we'd like to talk about moving that over to the sleep restraint. If you'll stand by, I'll verify that, over.
Okay.
11 Houston, our recommendation on the gear you got in the helmet bag, the hatchet bag, would be to remove that stuff and put it in the sleep restraint on the right couch. The reason is that the hatch bag straps are only configured for 0G, and it's a pretty difficult job getting it latched down. With the gear in the sleep restraint, it's a pretty standard latch down procedure, and you can also use the beta cord that you have on board. You concur, over.
Charlie, but you know.
Roger. And I've got a couple other things, Mike. We need to terminate battery B charge at this time. And also, the weather is clobbering in at our targeted landing point due to scattered thunderstorms. We don't want to tangle with one of those, so we're going to move your aim point uprange, correction, to be downrange, to target for a 1,500 nautical mile entry, so we can guarantee lift control. The new coordinates are 13 degrees, 19 minutes north, 169, 10 minutes west. The weather in that area is super. We got 2,000 scattered, 8,000 scattered, with 10 miles visibility, and 6 foot seas, and the Hornet is sitting in great position to get to that targeted position. Over.
Roger.